Good morning, 245, inbound over the telecom.
Hey, 245, just checking in with you. Was it more TSV signals other than 148, 162, or is it just those two?
All three of our jump lights, the 162nd, 148, and 122nd, were not responding to my bus. I cannot confirm or deny if our TSP also aids us in regular lights staying longer for green, but it sure seemed like I was hitting red lights for the rest of the way, where normally the lights seem to hang out green for me all the way for the lower half of the vision.
Yeah, I copy that. Okay, so I got a trade I can do at Fifth and Irving, but it'll cause you to be late. So I think we might just have to deal with it because you're going to be late all day if we don't do the trade. So the bus you're going to be looking for is 4525. Assuming they can keep on time, which it looks like they are, they'll be there at 7:45. Once you get traded out, we'll probably deadhead you to like division and 122, something like that.
I copy and I completely agree that running late without the TSPs or running late waiting for a bus is basically the same thing. The afternoon travel is really going to need a bus that has a TSP that works.
Yeah, I copy that. And we've already gotten approval by our managers to trade buses with these kinds of issues. It's just availability of the equipment is the issue most of the time. But in this case, I do have one, so we're going to go ahead and get that set up. So look for bus 4525, okay?
And that will be at the layover for North Terminal. Would that be correct?
Yeah, affirmative. And assuming they can keep it on time, they'll be there at 7:45.
Copy that. I'll gather all my stuff and be ready to swap out when I see them. Thank you for your help.
All right, you're welcome. 7:16.